Welcome to December 16, 2020, a month of changes and wonderful new energies coming to the planet. We give great thanks for the Energy First Responders Group as it's meeting today with our intention of assisting whatever is needed, whatever comes through to be assisted at this time. Lifting ourselves, all of the animals, plants, minerals, and spiritual beings that assist. Lifting Mother Earth herself. And allow her energies as well as Source to assist us. Feel free to bring in your own team that helps you. Allow yourself to take a breath or two, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Very gently and slowly, allow yourself to sink into your body. You might even stretch a little bit, just briefly stretch your arms one at a time, and then your legs one at a time. And turn your head from side to side, and then your body, twist the torso side to side, and repeat these movements for a moment as you allow yourself to come into your body. Today we are inviting some new energies in. From Middle Earth, allowing it to enter our space, enter ourselves, feeling, noticing that it moves and works in a different way. Notice the stillness coming forward as you drop in deeper and deeper into your beingness, your light, your love, your essence, your soul. And allow a lightness of spirit to come in, the spirit of these times, of the holidays. From several religions, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, but also particularly in this country for Christmas as well as New Year's. Allow them to be new this year. Opening, opening, opening to the riches that are coming in the new year, which are huge. We also look forward to next Monday, which is the solstice. Very, very powerful this year. Allow it to come into your beingness as we allow these new energies to come forward. Into your body, into your beingness. And allow the gratitude that we have for being alive at this time as everything is changing. And for if we have anyone specific that needs help, any part of the country, any areas of everywhere, allowing the universal life force to be in charge as it moves through all situations, all people, all in the animal, plant, mineral kingdoms, and all of the spiritual beings that assist. We also lift up those who are transitioning. And their loved ones. Allowing it to be a brightness, to be a transition into something wonderful, even though we miss them. To allow our hearts to be filled. And there is a story that I would like to share with you. Just take a moment. Go inside. Notice your breath. Allow your light to come forward. Begin with the breathing into the stillness. Once upon a time, there was a lovely gentleman who was an observer, and he sat by the side of the road that led forward into further life, and he watched the people as they walked by or skipped by or whatever way they went past him. And one of the people he noticed was a person very full who had a lot of things attached to him. A lot of things he was carrying, weighted down. Words he had written that he wanted to say to his neighbor whose dog may have been parked barking in the middle of the night, or who may have been encroaching on his space, or whatever. He had water and food, and just in case, all kinds of things that he needed, pots and pans, legal papers, and his latest mail and bills, and everything, just carrying backpacks. Full of everything. Use your imagination to just imagine what those things are. And as he walked past the observer gentleman, he would drop something accidentally because there were so many things, just too many things. And he would bend down and have to pick it up to be able to carry it again, diligently moving forward, slowly, because he had to keep stopping. And he was very tired because his burdens were very heavy. And yet he was prepared for anything. He carried anything and everything with him just in case. And things that he had to deal with. And then he moved down along the pathway to his future. And then another man came past the observer, and he was standing very erect and tall and walking with joy and pleasure, And he had an inner light. He was filled from the inside out, this light that was just throughout him, carrying him in a regal way. He did not have anything he was carrying or holding except the inside light walking forward. And the observer gentleman began to notice that as he walked down the path, if he needed something, perhaps a drink of water, suddenly there was one that was there, some place he could find the water or the food or the shelter or whatever it was that he needed. So each thing that he needed was suddenly attracted to him when he needed it, which is why he wasn't carrying it. And he was just such a jolly fellow with so much to give, and just walking past lifted the people that he walked past. And after he passed, the gentleman began to think, and he began to say to himself, even just for 10 minutes, I want to spend time with my inner light, with my beingness, be with it, get to know it, chat with it, whatever. And he made a commitment to himself to spend time as often as would be allowed in a very gentle way, not being pushed, but being pulled towards wanting to spend that time inside with his own light. And then he felt complete enough to get up and walk down the pathway himself, going forward to everything that was coming that's going to be new as he embarked on this journey forward in his life. Allow yourself to take a moment while I bring in some sound to go inside, perhaps about this story, perhaps about your own story, or perhaps about whatever it is for where you are at today and how you are contributing to the Energy First Responders group as we ask to assist Spirit and wherever we're needed. So first I will bring in the sound, and then we will go into the stillness. Allow this time to be your time. and allow yourself to come back with a vision for the future, for yourself, for the planet, for humanity, for all the elements. We ask the elements, the elementals, and the Elohim to begin to help us create whatever this vision is that we're having for 2021. And if you haven't already, we're going to ask again to come up through your feet, through your whole body to the top of your head. Although this new energy often pulls itself in one part of the body to work on specifically, but allow yourself to feel this new energy. Begin to call on it to assist, to become a part of you, to be a place where you can live from. Has a different texture, a different weight, a different permeability than what has gone before. And continue to let it work through you throughout today. And any other time you call on it. We give great thanks as you begin to come back into the present moment, noticing your breathing very gently in through the nose, out through the mouth. Allow your body to come into balance. Again, very gently, just stretch very briefly the arms, the legs, moving the head, moving the torso. And as you do so, open your eyes and back to the present moment. We ask for these energies to go out and help wherever is needed. And if there's something we forgot to ask for today, we ask it in the name of Spirit, whatever is best for many, many highest goods, for people finding their way through to the truth, to compassion, to love, to gentleness, to peace, and to freedom. So be it, so it is done.